Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody had so much, you know, hype and stress and pressure and things like that. And I didn't know how he took it, you know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, yeah, we good. Moving forward, we're gonna make something special.
I sure hope so. That's Julio Jones talking about Steve Sarkisian. A great job by Mark Owens. I just gave you sort of the verbal written form of that soundbite, and that was actually Julio saying it right there. And again, kind of questioning, you know, how Sark managed the pressure, the expectations, the Super Bowl hangover, and all that kind of stuff last year. Hopefully Sark has his sea legs under him, and as Julio said, they can do some special stuff this year. Some very special stuff last night. Ronald Acuna, and we dive into the Kia Studios here. Rick Hamlin and John Michaels with a great debate. If you want to join it, give us a call, 404-741-0929. The most explosive player in town. John, I was thinking about words, exciting, electric, mm-hmm. but I know you love the word explosive, so I decided to go with that one.
Mike Smith loved explosive, too. I like explosive plays.
What did he love about explosive plays?
I don't know. When we made them and not gave them up. I don't think he was really big with giving up explosive plays.
So goals in soccer are explosive.
Mm-hmm.
That is the explosive moment in soccer. Touchdowns, long touchdowns, are the explosive moments in football. Big blasts like Ronald Acuna is doing. Think about it. Like, bunts aren't explosive.
No.
Stolen bases aren't really explosive. They kind of are, but not really. Home runs are explosive, okay? And then in basketball, to me, dunking is explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Three-pointers are kind of explosive.
They're pretty explosive in today's game.
They are, but dunks are the explosive part of basketball. So I've represented all four of our major sports teams here professionally. Ronald Acuna, Julio Jones, Joseph Martinez, and John Collins. Now, darn you, Randy McMichael, in the handoff earlier, mm-hmm. he's like, really, John Collins? Is he not explosive? Randy, you media member slash hater, is he not explosive? Just kidding. We love Randy, but I love John Collins as well.
Mm-hmm.
Think back to, and this isn't a John Collins segment. This is really going to turn into more of a Julio versus Acuna segment, trust me. But in terms of Collins, and me comparing him in terms of body type, jumping ability, and a lot of other areas with Amari Stoudemire. And Coach Bud sitting right here with us, John, saying, yes, he reminds me of Amari Stoudemire. Was Amari Stoudemire an explosive player?
Yes, absolutely. Until the knees got fractured, then everything went downhill.
Exactly.
He became a bad jump shooter.
He was an extremely explosive player. So that's why Collins is on the list. And John Collins is actually hanging in there.
Really?
He is.
Again, and I love your Twitter, but you got a little more basketball followed him than maybe everybody else, and maybe that's why people are voting for John Collins.
So I tagged Braves, Falcons, Hawks, United, 92.9 The Game, and at Rick and John 929 on Twitter. Go to my personal account to see this poll. We may retweet it.
We have, and that's our Vision Computers Twitter poll. Vision Computers again, Rick, where if you need help with tech support, it's less than 15 seconds away.
Nice. Dap them up, man.
Got
all right. So Ronald Acuna is winning right now, John, at 40%. Julio Jones second at 32%. Then Joseph Martinez at 18%. And John Collins, like I said, hanging in there with 10% of the vote. 22 hours left, so we're 2 hours in, 154 votes.
Yeah, I would vote at Julio Jones number one. And this is no disrespect to Ronald Acuna. What he's doing in this stretch is unbelievable. What you think he's going to do moving forward is unbelievable. Julio's been an explosive player in this league for years. And it's not always just touchdowns. It's the 65-yard pass to set up a 2-yard run for somebody. It's jumping over Carolina's defensive backs, you know, on a third down and long and making a play for 25 yards. It's leaving Ladarius Gunter like a lawn dart. And actually, I'm worried. I don't know if Ladarius Gunter from the championship game against Green Bay a couple of years ago was in the Georgia Dome rubble because he got planted so hard on the field. I'm not sure if when the dome was exploded, if he was still part of that. So we may have the ghost of Ladarius Gunter somewhere around there haunting us.
Like Jimmy Hoffa in the swamps of New Jersey, right?
So I would have Julio 1, Acuna 2, Martinez 3, and John Collins 4th. And Joseph Martinez is great. He's an unbelievable goal scorer. He's still not more explosive than Ronald Acuna nor Julio Jones.
I agree. I agree. So what says you? Give us a call, man. It's the Midday Show with Rick and John. We're whipping up another party here in the Kia Studios. I'm sad that we agree. I like it when we disagree a whole lot better. And push and shove.
All right, John Collins is the most explosive player in town.
Now you're talking.
Knox Bardeen is the most explosive digital guy in town.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
And that's just after Mexican.
Wow. Wow. You're making me hungry with that. I love Mexican food. I got to give it to Julio Jones as well, and here's why. If we were 3 years into Ronald Acuna and he had a 40-40 season or a 30-30 season, and I think a 30-30 season next year, I don't want to put that on him and set crazy expectations, but I think it's possible. I think he could have a rare 30-30 season at least a 20-20 for sure. But Ronald Acuna Jr., we have seen this, John. I believe it's 23 games in the leadoff spot. Okay, he wasn't explosive. I mean, he had the explosive ability, but it wasn't translating to the field consistently hitting in the 2-hole or hitting in the 6-hole or hitting in the 7-hole. Something about that leadoff spot and the pressure of it and the I got to start it for my team part about it that has really triggered him and gotten the best out of his game. But it's a 23-game sample.
Right.
And it's loud, it's noisy, it's splashy. All of the networks are running with Ronald Acuna right now. But I got to give it to Julio Jones, man. He's been doing this for almost a decade.
Let me ask you this, Rick. If you would have done this poll a month ago, pre-leadoff spot, would it even be Ronald Acuna or would it have been Ozzie Albies? Because Ozzie Albies was doing all of this early on in the season. Acuna's just top of the mind right now because obviously he's having a great streak and five straight games with leadoff homers. It's an MLB record and all of this stuff. But Albies was the guy at the beginning of the year hitting home runs, stealing bases, going crazy. We may have had a different conversation a month ago.
It's a great point by you. And as I did this, John, so Acuna and Julio and Joseph are obvious. They have to be on this poll. They're the three most explosive athletes in town. All right, who's number four? I consider not even putting a fourth. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to include the Hawks, not just because we're the home of the Hawks, but just they're one of the four major teams. And personally, I was curious to see if John Collins got some love, and he is. But I did think of Ozzie Albies for sure in terms of putting him on this list with Ronald Acuna. But let's see what some of the people here think,
man. Let's do it.
Let's go to it's Zach and Ackworth, man. Zach, get in the party, man. Who's the most explosive athlete in town?
Well, I would have to go. I'm with you guys on the part about Julio Jones as far as the decade. But right now, obviously, it's Ronald Acuna. The dude's breaking everything. He's hitting, I saw a thing on Twitter last night. I think he's hit, 18 or 19 home runs so far?
19 now.
The spray chart is unbelievable. The dude is hitting them to all parts of the ballpark, which is not easy to do. And it's just special to see, he's ambushing guys on the first pitch, and it's incredible to watch.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Zach. And we talked about that at the beginning of the show with the spray chart. He's so great right now because you don't have to pitch him a certain way, or he doesn't miss pitches. Outside corner, he'll take it to right field. And he has power to hit it out of the park. You put one down the middle, he can groove it to center field or pull it to left. That's a great thing about Ronald Acuna. The problem is Julio is literally not just the decade. Going into 2018, the number one player that every defense will account for the Falcons is Julio Jones. In a down year in 2017, he still had 88 catches and over 1,400 yards. That was his bad year. So that lets you know that Julio's not losing a step anywhere.
Let's get one more here. Let's go to Ryan and McDonough. Ryan, you are on with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We say Julio Jones is the most explosive player in town. We are not suffering from a recency bias right now, giving it to Acuna. We love Acuna, but we got Julio. Ryan, what says you?
Hey, I got something. I got Deion Jones, man. That joker flies around all over the field, man. He's explosive, if you ask me, and he's not even in the conversation. And Deion Jones, I think he's the leader of that Falcons defense, and y'all ain't even mentioned him.
No, that's a great call. Debo is obviously super explosive as well. I think part of it was Rick just tried to make it where it was one from each sport, maybe more than anything. So that's why Debo's not mentioned. You could throw Keanu Neal in there. Keanu Neal's trying to knock your ding-ding in the dirt. I mean, that's all it is. He's trying to come up clanging and banging. He's got those pads and pow! That's what he's trying to do to you.
Could have put Freddie Freeman on there as well.
Absolutely.
He hits home. But again, this is about the freakishness. Julio Jones is a freak. Ronald Acuna Jr. is a freak. Joseph Martinez is a freak. Okay, John Collins is freakish. I can't give him full freak, okay? He's freakish.
He is from South Florida. He's got some freak in him. Man, let's just be real here.
Shout out to John Collins if you're listening, man.
By the way, Ben sent a text or a tweet in and said, hey, can I get a birthday shout out? I'm 32, and I'm listening to you guys in North Carolina. So,
hell yeah.
Ben, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Drink some shine tonight. I know Mark Owens would approve of that. Well, look, Mark's like, hell yeah.
Some shine, some moonshine. You know, Jeremiah might be snorting it right now. By the way, Jeremiah, we know you're listening because you always are. Hope you're feeling better, man. I guess he had a fall, fell off the...
Oh, no.
Didn't he tell us he fell off his
shed?
Fell
off the shed.
He fell off the shed.
I mean, the most cliched way do you think Jeremiah would hurt himself ever? And he said he was upset because as he was in the VA
either
hospital,
that or run himself over with a tractor. I mean, that's...
He couldn't.
He fell off a shed?
Man, he was in the hospital for a couple days. Didn't have a radio.
He fell off a shed into a pile of wood that his son had chopped up but forgot to stack.
That's even worse. So now he's got, like, jagged wood splinters going...
So, Jeremiah, man, give us a call. We'll take an update from you.
Man, we hope you're okay.
We hope you're okay, bro.
Suddenly, my little tender Achilles doesn't feel so bad.
How is it doing, by the way?
It's tender, but I got a doctor's appointment today at 3 o'clock.
Little needle in there and a little dejection of the fluid.
At this point, I don't care what they have to do. They can cut that thing off for right now and just put a hoof down there as long as it doesn't hurt anymore.
You
got football to play on Monday night.
It's time to schedule that press conference, John.
It wasn't an injury. It was a little rubbing of the shoe. So we're okay.
A little rubbing of the shoe that has caused your lower left leg to swell to the point of going to the doctor.
That's pretty big. Try to wait a week.
We wish John Michaels well. But in terms of it, it's puffy. You have cankles right now, John.
Just one, not two. Just one. The other
good
one
point.
Looks good. The other
good
one's.
Point.
I am able to wear flip flops though, which is very comforting right now.
Mark has better looking calves than you though. I think that's for certain. Should we make that an ancillary vision computer Twitter poll?
I think we should absolutely take side-by-side pictures of our calves and put that up there.
You're going to have a hard time beating Marco and his exquisite calves.
One of the most popular Twitter polls we ever had was a picture of the shoes that I put up.
Let's do it.
You were on vacation then.
Michaels versus Mark, calves. Let's
flexing
go.
Flexing or non-flexing the calves?
I can't flex mine.
Well,
both
then
my
I win.
Both my Achilles are jacked. See, I'm going to lose because I have a U tattoo on one of them, and automatically all the Georgia fans are going to, oh, Mark Rick sucks. I'd never vote for your calves.
Already making excuses.
For real. He is, isn't he?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.